This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hey, so you remember the European debt crisis? Yeah, I didn't think you did. There has been something of a summertime lull over there. Sad to say, though, vacation's almost over, and as Marketplace's Stephen Beard is about to tell us, any hope the crisis dissipated while we weren't paying attention is sadly misplaced.
At least they had a carefree August on the beach. Eurozone leaders could relax. Markets were becalmed. Reassuringly, the European Central Bank was working on a plan to stop that nasty debt crisis. But, says fund manager Julian Pendock, the lazy, hazy days of summer are coming to an end.
Traditionally, September and October are always very bumpy months. I think quite a few people are getting a little bit nervous.
And specifically about that plan, which seems so reassuring on the beach, the European Central Bank wants to wade into the market and buy vast quantities of Spanish and Italian government bonds. But there's a cloud on the horizon. The German central bank, the Bundesbank, is vehemently opposed. And that, says Frankfurt-based analyst Stefan Schneider, probably means that most Germans will oppose it too.
Many people in Germany believe in God, but all of the Germans believe in the Bundesbank. So one shouldn't underestimate the power the Bundesbank has in shaping the German public opinion.
So when the European Central Bank unveils its plan next week, it may well be without full German support. Sony Kapoor of the Redefine think tank says don't expect a convincing raft of euro-saving measures.
These would not be enough by any stretch of imagination to stem the euro crisis once and for all. I'm afraid we are stuck with the euro crisis in the news for the foreseeable future.
In other words, he says, the summer will be over and the debt crisis will draw in and darken the markets again. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.